Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the runoff election to independent Alexander van der Bellen. Van der Bellen pointed out that the political situation in Austria has changed since the first round of voting.
Conditions changed. The world around us has changed. We had the Brexit vote in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom. We had the election of Donald Trump in the United States, and so on. In 6 months, many things happened. And of course, the composition of the voters also changed.
Alexander van der Bellen, the victor in Austria. Italians voted Sunday in a constitutional referendum that could be an indicator of the strength of anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters were to decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms. Media projections indicate that Mr. Renzi may have lost the vote, which likely would lead to his resignation. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. The Syrian government army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death. But the rebels say they will not leave, even though their top commander has been wounded. Meanwhile, pro-government forces attacked neighboring areas in Idlib province, killing a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government of President Bashar al-Assad attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's transition team is downplaying the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan. No U.S. president or president-elect has spoken to a Taiwan leader since the late 1970s, when the U.S. recognized the mainland's one-China policy that regards self-ruling Taiwan as one of its provinces. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Sunday called it a courtesy call.
I think I would just say to our counterparts in China that this was a moment of courtesy.
Pence spoke on ABC's This Week program. Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the United States. Trump has widened his search for a Secretary of State after high-profile meetings with four top candidates failed to yield a decision last week. Trump aide Kellyanne Conway told reporters in New York Sunday that the president-elect has a very full slate of meetings set to begin Monday to fill the remaining cabinet positions. Thousands of people in Indonesia's capital of Jakarta rallied Sunday to promote tolerance and unity. The peace rally was held after two huge protests by Muslims demanding the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. Governor Basuki Jaya Purnam is being prosecuted for blasphemy because of comments he made about the Quran. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani met Sunday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the Heart of Asia Peace Conference in India. The two leaders discussed bilateral and regional issues. Reuters news agency reports that foreign ministers and delegates from about 30 countries, including the United States, Russia, China, and Pakistan, are attending the two-day conference. Mr. Ghani told the conference that the Taliban insurgency in his country would not survive without support from Pakistan and called for setting up a fund to combat extremism. Pakistani Foreign Ministry official Sartaj Aziz said the security situation in Afghanistan is complex. He said it's simplistic to blame one country for the upsurge in violence. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is turning to a federal court in her effort to recount Pennsylvania's ballots from the recent presidential election. Stein stopped her attempt to have Pennsylvania recount the votes after a state judge ordered her to post a $1 million bond. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.